today's daf is Bambasra Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're at the last medium-sized line on Daf Yud Amid Beis. We're in the middle of going through all of the different interpretations of Tzedakah Terumim Goy V'Chesed L'Umim Chatos. And we're going to have a total of six different interpretations of that pasuk of Chesed Terumim Goy. Then the Gemara is going to discuss briefly the halacha about whether one is allowed to accept tzedakah from Umos HaOlam. The Gemara on the top of Yiralf is going to tell us a story that demonstrates the great schar of tzedakah, particularly for someone who's Moser Nefesh for the sake of tzedakah, and how much time is added to one's life for doing such a great mitzvah. And then the Gemara is going to tell us through a story six ways that tzedakah is even better than saving money, that it's more beneficial to a person to give his money to tzedakah than it is to put his money away for later to save his own money. The Mishnah in the middle of Yiralf and Alf is going to define what is called a din chalukah, what types of properties and possessions can be split between two partners, and one partner can force the other partner to split it, and what do we consider too small to have a din chalukah for one to force the other to split. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how each doorway that a person has into a chatzar entitles him to four amos in that chatzar. We're going to discuss some of the details of that din, as well as what is considered a doorway, what if it's not a doorway to a home, but it's a doorway to something else, what exactly entitles a person to four amos in a chatzar. Then in the middle of Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the rights of a B'nai Mavoi to stop other B'nai Mavoi from making certain structural changes. You want to block off an area in the Mavoi, you want to reroute a Pesach from one Mavoi to another. Can other people that live in that neighborhood, can other people that live in that Mavoi prevent someone from doing such a thing? So let's begin Yud Amud Beis, last medium-sized line. We're discussing this Pasuk of Tzedakah Terumim Goy V'Chesed L'Umim Chatos. How do we dash in the pasuk? Nen Rabbi Shuvah Amar, Tzedakah Terumim Goy Elu Yisrael. Tchsev Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad. As we've been saying, Tzedakah Terumim Goy, there's only one Goy, and that is Klal Yisrael. V'Chesed L'Umim Chatos, called Tzedakah V'Chesed, Shumas Avdei Chav Mosin, Chetu Lehen. Any Tzedakah and Chesed that the Umos HaOlam do is ultimately a sin for them. Shein Osin El Kadesh Shetim Shech Malchusan. They're only doing it to extend their reign. Shein Emer Lehen Malchum Malchum Yishpar Aleich V'Chatech B'Tzedakah Prok V'Visicha B'Micha Nanyan Hein Tavi Archa L'Shalvaseich. That it causes an extension of their time of tranquility and their time of rulership. Then Rabbi Gamliel va'amar, Rabbi Gamliel then responded, and he said, no, pshat in the pasuk is, Tzedakah Terumim Goy Elu Yisrael, like we've been saying, D'chsiv mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz. So that party agrees. V'chesed l'umim chatas, what does chesed l'umim chatas teach us? Called Tzedakah v'chesed shakum osin, chetu lehen, shein osin ele lisyarbo. That the reason that Tzedakah and the chesed of the akum is considered a chet is not because they're doing it so lahamshich malchusan, but it's because they're doing it for their own gaiva, for their own arrogance. For kolam isyaher nofel begehenim, and anyone who has yuara is going to fall into gehenim. Shnemer zedir late shemo osa beevra zadon vein evra el gehenim, and we know that evra means gehenim. Shnemer yom evra hayomahu. Amram Gamliel Adayinu Nitzrich L'Madayi. Rav Gamliel says we still haven't heard what Rav Elazar HaMadayi has to say about this pasuk. So Rav Elazar HaMadayi Omer, Tzedakah Terumim Goy Elu Yisrael. Again, Tzedakah Terumim Goy, reference to the Jewish people. Tuchsiv Miyamcha Yisrael Goy Echad. V'chesed Lumim Chatas. What does that mean? Called Tzedakah V'chesed Shakum Osin Chetu Lehen. Why? So here's where he changes from the other. She'ein Osin Ela L'Charif Osanubo. They're only doing this to humiliate us. They want to give tzedakah and they want to do chesed to cause humiliation to the Jewish people. Shneimar vayava vayas Hashem kasher dibar ki chatasim Hashem v'lo shematim mikolo v'hoi lechem adavar hazeh. Nena Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana va'amar. Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana, a fifth pshat, he suggested as follows. Tzedakah Terumim Goy v'chesed. He adjusts the kama. He moves the kama over in the pasuk. Everyone else has been saying Tzedakah Terumim Goy kama v'chesed l'umim chatas. He says no. Tzedakah Terumim Goy v'chesed, kama, meaning li Yisrael. All of that is for Yisrael. Tzedakah and chesed, all of it relates to Klal Yisrael. And then, ulu umim chatas. And what do the umim have? They just have chatas. Amalev Rav Yochanan Zakkai, the Talmidim. So Rav Yochanan Zakkai said to all the Talmidim, after everyone suggested their interpretations, Nirin Divrei Rav Nechunya ben Akana midvarai umidvareichem. I like Rav Nechunya ben Akana's pshat better than my own and better than yours. L'fi Yishu no Saint Tzedakah v'chesed li Yisrael, because he attributes both Tzedakah and Chesed to Yisrael, ula akum chatos, and all he leaves over for the akum is chatos. Mechlal duhu nami amar, so says Umar, but wait, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, I prefer Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's pshat to all of yours and to mine, it implies that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had some sort of pshat, but we didn't know what, we didn't say it yet. So, Maihi, what is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's own interpretation of the pasuk? Detanya, amalam Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, k'shem shai chatos mechaperes al Yisrael, kach tzedakah mechaperes al umos ha'olam. Just like a chatos is mechaper for the Jewish people, tzedakah is mechaper for the umos ha'olam. That was his interpretation, that tzedakah for them is a kapara, provides them with a kapara. If Ruhum is aiming to Shvar Malcha, if Ruhum is the mother of King Shavar, Shadra Arba Mea Dinri, the Kamid Rabbi Ami, sent 400 dinar to Rabbi Ami and to ask him to give it to Tzedakah. Velo Kablinu, he wouldn't accept it. Shaduna Kamed Rava, so she tried a different rabbi, she sent it to Rava, Vikablinu Mishum Shalom Malchus, and he was willing to accept it for the sake of Shalom Malchus. Shama Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami heard that Rava accepted the money. Ikbid, he got upset at him. Amar Lesley Biavish Katsir Tishavarin and Nashim Baos Meirususa. Don't you agree that when their zechuyos dry out, that's when we're going to be able to have a geula? But it's ma'akiv the geula when you provide them with the zechus of tzedakah. So you keep accepting the tzedakah from the umas ha'olam, then their malchus is going to extend. So how are you allowed to accept the tzedakah? V'rava mishum shalom malchus, and Rava says, yeah, but shalom malchus, you're allowed to do these things for the sake of shalom malchus. Rabbi Ami nami mishum shalom malchus. Did Rabbi Ami never hear the concept of shalom malchus? He thought you could just do whatever you want and not worry about the consequences. So you buy the mefluginu lani of the chav. Rabbi Ami was upset, not that Rava accepted the money, but that Rava should have distributed it to aniyim who are of the chavim rather than to aniyei Yisrael, and that way you'll minimize the zuchus that they're going to get from that tzedakah. Ravanami Lani of the Chami Avinu. The Gemara says, but the story was that a Rava actually did give it to Ani of the Chavim. Rabbi Ami de Ikbid who delo seimur kame. And when Rabbi Ami got upset, that was only because he didn't know the whole story. He didn't realize that Rava had given it to Ani of the Chavim. Rashi over here raises an issue that Tosos already raised on Daf Ches. In the top Rashi, he writes delo seimur kame de Rabbi Ami de Ani of the Chavim chilkan Rava. Rabbi Ami didn't realize that Rava had given it to Ani of the Chavim. We had a story earlier in Daf Ches where Ifra Hormuz sent money to be used for a mitzvah rabbah, and he dafka had to use it for pidyon shvuyim. Well, why not just give it to Ovde Kochavim? Why do you have to use it for pidyon shvuyim? So says Rashi, because you're not allowed to be gonev das abrios afilu das Ovde Kochavim. It's gnevas das to take the money, say you're going to use it for a mitzvah rabbah, and then not use it for a mitzvah rabbah. Whereas over here, the money was not designated for a mitzvah rabbah, the money was designated for tzedakah. And whatever we would normally give our tzedakah to, you're allowed to use that money. And they know, the Ovdei Chavim know that we are mefarnesin aniyei akum im aniyei Yisrael, that we also support aniyei akum. So we could dedicate all of this money toward the aniyei akum, and that's perfectly fine, that's perfectly fair, that is not at all a violation of being gonev das habrios. Now Rav Elchanan writes over here, this idea that biyavish ktsir tishabar nenashem els mirusosa, that when the zuchuyos dry out, that's when we're going to have a geula. So Rav Elchanan points out in Kovitz Shurim that the pashtus is that the issur to take tzedakah from Ovdei Chavim is an issur da'oraisa. So the Shalom Malchus apparently is enough of a consideration to even be docha an issur da'oraisa. Magen Avraham in Orchaim Sim Tafresh Nun Vav writes that it's mutter to violate an issur for Emas HaMalchus, based on the sugi and gittin daf nun vav, that the Chachmei Yisrael wanted to be mekabel behemas hamelech for a korban, even though it was a balas mum in the story of Kamtza and Bar Kamtza, they were willing to take the behema, even though it was a bal mum. But he says, you know, the Rishonim hold that even though it's, you're not allowed to take money from goyim to be mechalik laniyei Yisrael, but when you know that the das hagoy was dafka to give it to aniyei Yisrael, then you do have to give it to aniyei Yisrael, not to violate genevas das. So why? why is the Isra of Gnevas Das more of a concern than the Isra of taking money from taking tzedakah money from a guy? Meaning, manavshach, if you give it to Aniyei Yisrael, let's say the guy says, I dafka wanted to go to Aniyei Yisrael. So if you give it to Aniyei of the Chavim, it's going to be Gnevas Das. You have to give it to Aniyei Yisrael. Yeah, but if you give it to Aniyei Yisrael, you're violating the Isra of accepting tzedakah from Gayim. So isn't there, what makes us decide that one is worse than the other? So Magen Avraham suggests that you have to say that the Isra of taking tzedakah from a guy is only an Isra Midivar Kabbalah, is not an Isser da Oraisa, and that's why Gnevas Das is considered a worse Isser than the Isser of taking tzedakah from a guy. So the Aruch HaShulchan Yardei Reish Nundalit also assumes the Isser to take tzedakah from a guy is only Midrabanan. The fact that we quote a pasuk is an asmachta. So we have three possibilities. Da Oraisa, what is this Isser to take tzedakah from a guy? Rav Chanan thought Pashtus is Da Oraisa. Magen Avraham says, no, not Da Oraisa, Divrei Kabbalah. Aruch HaShulchan says, not even Divrei Kabbalah. Midrabanan. It's only an Isser Midrabanan. We have a pasuk, asmachta bialma. Furthermore, the Drisha in Yardeus and Reish Nundalit raises the question why tzedakah causes a chuyus for the Avdei Chavim. Didn't we just go through the Chesed Lumim Chatas, how the tzedakah that the Yumim give is all a chatas for them? They're only doing it lis Yaher, Lamshech Malchusan, Lecharifosanu. They have all these terrible intentions in mind. So isn't it an Avera for them when they give tzedakah? Why is that a zuchus that's going to help them? So the Drisha suggests that they still have a little bit of zuchus in tzedakah because it's still helping other people. So what we're trying to say earlier, when we said it was a chatos, it means that there's elements of sin and there's elements of zuchus. But not everything is black and white. Some actions have certain elements of mitzvah and certain elements of avera. So that's all we're saying, that there's an element of avera in it, but there's certainly still an element of zuchus. Ksav Sofer in a tshuva in Yardeus and Kuf Yudalit suggests differently, that al pi rov goyim give tzedakah lis yaher and the charif osanu and for all those, and that enochinami would be terrible. But sometimes they're giving it based just on the goodness of their heart, that they want to do nice, they want to do good things. If that's the case, that's a zechus. We can't take that risk by accepting tzedakah from the Ummah Sa'olam. That's why we can't accept it from them. Okay, says the Gemara now a story. Tanya, Amru Alav al Binyamin Atzadik. They tell the story of Binyamin Atzadik, top line, Yiral from Ra'alif, Shaya Mamuna al Kupash al Tzedakah, that he was in charge of the Kupash al Tzedakah. Pamachas Basa Isha Lefanav Bishne Bitzores. One time a woman came to him during years of famine, Amru Alav Rebbe Parnaseni, and she said, Rebbe, give me Parnasa. Amru Alav Avod Hashem Bukupash al Tzedakah Klum. I wish I could. There's nothing left in the tzedakah box. Amar lo Rebbe, imeina tamim farnaseni ari isha v'shiva b'nei ha-meisim. She says, if you don't give me parnasa, a woman and her seven children are going to die. Amar ufirnasa mishalo. So right away he got up and he gave from his own money. Liyamim chala v'natal amos. Short while later, Binyamin atzadik got sick and he was going to die. Amru malachei esharis l'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachei esharis stood up to defend him in Shemayim, and they said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, ata amarta kol ha-mekayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael kilu kiyam olam malei. You said that anyone who's mekayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael, it's as if he's mekayim in olam malei, as if he's keeping a whole world alive. U'binyamin atzadik sheikh isha v'shiva b'neha yamas b'shanim watos halalu. So here's a man that gave life to a woman and her seven sons. So he's going to have to die at an early age. Miad karlo gzardino. Right away they tore up his gzardin in Shemayim. Tano, sifalo esrum shtayim shanal shenosav. They added another 22 years to what he would have otherwise lived. 22 years because he gave tzedakah to the woman and kept the woman and her seven children alive. The Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed, Chel Beis, Perich Havalev, asks, why did she say parneseini? Why not be Mefarni? You know, she didn't reveal that she had seven sons until he refused to be Mefarni. So, and then she said, oh yeah, by the way, it's not just me, it's my seven sons as well. When she first asked for the tzedakah, wouldn't that be part of your pitch, right? If you're trying to get someone to give you tzedakah, it's not just me. I have seven children, Nebuch, that rely on me. Why didn't she say that? So the Chafetz Chaim says, what you see from here is clearly, she must have not just been asking, give me tzedakah. She was asking for capital to invest, to start up a business. She wanted to be able to support herself. That was the highest level of tzedakah. She wasn't asking, just give me some food so I can get by today, I'll get by tomorrow. Give me something that I'll be able to get on my own 2 feet, that I'll be able to... And that wasn't... So she didn't need a business for each of her sons. She just needed to start a business. And that was that itself was going to provide support for her sons. Okay, why is that pshat important? So says Chofetz Chaim, it's important la halacha, because you see that you're allowed to take from the kupa shel tzedakah for a loan, for startup money, for such a thing. It's not only, even though people generally, when they give tzedakah, they think of tzedakah as, you're giving someone to put food on the table directly, or you're giving them the food to put on the table, you're giving them the rent money. No, it's an even greater level of tzedakah when you're giving them the ability to support themselves for the future. And that's Amaru Pirnasa, means that he gave her a halva'a, maybe it was only a loan, or a matana, so that she'll be able to start some sort of business. It's also interesting, the Gemara uses a lashon that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said, where did Hashem say that? Hashem didn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere. So Rashi says, mitaras cholamadnu, we learned it from your Torah. But where? It doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Kol ha'makayim nefesh achas mi'yisrael. Ah, it's a drasha, kol d'mei achecha dama v'dam zerosav. So Rashi tells us all drasha. So in Gilyoni Ashas, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, Rav Yosef Engel points out that you see from here that you could use such, from the fact that you use such a lashon, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim im divrei chachamim. That this is a maimer chazal, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever the chazal teach us, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim to the divrei chachamim. It's ki'ilu Kodesh Baruch Hu himself had said that ki'ilu ki'im olam malei. That kol makayim nefesh achas mi'yisrael ki'ilu kilukiyim olamale. Some of the Achronim bothered, why didn't the Malachim go with tzedakah tatzim limaves? Tzedakah tatzim limaves is actually, you said, it would have been a stronger raya. So the Chida suggests, the Gemara had said tzedakah tatzim mimisa mishuna is only when you give in the best way, where eni yodei lemi nosein ve'eni yodei mimi mekabel, when it's a double anonymous giving. Over here it wasn't a double anonymous giving, it wasn't an anonymous giving at all. So he's saying, even though tzedakah tatzim limaves may not apply, because it's now you don't have the anonymity of tzedakah tatzim limaves, but still kiyu kiyim olamale. And the final issue over here in this story, 22 years. What is the number 22? Meaning, is it just it had to be some number, so 22 is as good as any other, or is there some meaning behind the number 22? So the Sefer Toras Chaim, he suggests that it's connected to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, that olamale, the world was created with the letters of the Aleph Beis, so it's kilu, it's connected to the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. In the Old Moshe, it quotes from the Gra that if you do the cheshbon of how many months the woman must have been pregnant and nursing of these the Shmona Nefashos, it turns out to be 22 years, because you have 9 months of pregnancy for each and 24 months of nursing for each. That was the assumed standard. 20, so it's 33 months for each times 8 Nefashos, so that equals 22 years. And the Avas Chesed, he says that she was looking for a loan, like we said before, to be able to do some business. So the mitzvah of halva'a to an ani, it says in the Torah in the following psukim, Vayikra perchafei pasuk lamed hei lamed vav, V'chi yamuch achicha umata yado imcha v'echzakta bo ger v'tosha v'chai imach al tikach me'eto neshach v'tar b'sriyosim v'lekech v'chai achicha imach. Those psukim have 22 words in them. So the 22 words of the psukim of the mitzvah that he did equals 22 years of extra life that he actually received for that. Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Munvas HaMelech Shubizbiz Rotsos Avotsos Avotsos B'shnei B'tzores. Munvas HaMelech gave away all of his treasures, everything that his forefathers had amassed in all their years as kings during years of famine. So his family was not so happy. They gave away all the family's life savings in order to be able to support people in years of famine. And they said to him, our family tradition has always been that each generation makes the savings even greater and enhances our wealth. And here you went and you gave it all away. So how could you do that? So he said, I have 6 ways to explain to you what I did was actually better than saving money. Amalehem, first of all, all my forefathers were only gonays down here. I was gonays up in Shemayim. Second, my forefathers have put away money in a place where it's vulnerable that people could take it. I put away where no one could take it. Shenamar tzedek mishpat mechon kesecha. Third, avos hagan to davar shein osa peros v'ni ginasi davar shosa peros. Shenamar amr tzedek yitov ki prima aleim yochelu. That I was going to something that's going to be osa peros. That tzedakah is a mitzvah, it's osa peros. Fourth, avos hagan to atzos mamon v'ni ginasi atzos nefashos. My forefathers put away money, I put away nefashos. Shenamar pri tzedek yitzchaim lokech nefashos chacham. Fifth, avos hagan to lacherim v'ni ginasi latzmi. My forefathers put away for other people, for their children and their children. I put away for myself. That tzedakah is ultimately for yourself. The Beis Halevi writes in Shemos Perichafei that it says v'yikhuli truma, that when you take truma, it doesn't say v'yitnu li truma, because when a person, the ikur that a person has in his money is the ability to give tzedakah. It gives a mashal that you have a sugar cube in a cabinet and there's a fly in that cabinet, so he thinks he's the richest man in the world. But he's stuck in the cabinet also. He can't do anything. He can't get out of there. So you have all the money in this world, but it's only in this world. You're not going to be able to bring it with you out of this world. So you're not really wealthy. If you really want something la'atzmo, it has to be something that can go into the next world. And sixth, avos haganzu li'ol mazeh, v'ani ganasi li'ol maba. My forefathers have put away for this world, I put away for the next world. Shemar avalok menachat zidkach, kvor Hashem yasvecha. That when Hashem is yasvecha, when Hashem gathers us in, it's going to be the tzedakah that's going to go in front of us. And if a person buys a base dira, the Mishnah said, then he already becomes a citizen of the city and he has to pay all the taxes of the city. This is against Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The Tanya Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, you don't have to buy a house. Even if you own any sort of karka, you already become like the Anshe Yair and are responsible for all the taxes. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Is that what Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds? V'atayin Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer, imkanasham karka haru uyal le beis dira. Didn't he say that you need to buy karka that's ro'i lebeis dira in order to be considered like the anshei ir? Trei tanoi v'alibid Rav Shmuel Gamliel. In a chinami, it's a tu tanoi machlokas, what Rav Shmuel Gamliel held. Do you need to buy karka kolshu or karka that's dafka ro'i lebeis dira? Either way, you see that you don't need to actually live in that beis dira. Someone buys an apartment in another city, a place to live, someone that's right in the beis dira, even though he happens to never visit there. There are people that own apartments, and so they don't even like staying in the apartments. They like staying in a hotel because then the food is free and everything. So, but still, it's right in the beis dira. Not free, but they don't have to worry about making the food. Nothing's free. They don't have to worry about making the food. So that's right in the beis dira, that's enough for them to be obligated in all the local taxes in the local tzedakas. Mishnah. Ein cholken es chatzer ad shei arba amos hazeh va'arba amos hazeh. You can't. One neighbor cannot force the other to split the chatzer unless each of them are going to receive four amos in the chatzer. V'lo sada ad shei v'tishakavon lezeh v'tishakavon lezeh. Nor can they force them to split a sada unless each one gets nine kavin. It says Tosfos afgav de bekoldu mikri sada k'tamirin perakomer b'kedushin ein liyal beis kor zera chomer sarim minayin rabbe sav chatzer tirkav chatzi tirkav tam lomer sada mikol makom. But don't we see in the Gemara and Kiddushin that a sada means anything? You don't need to dafka tisha kavin. He says, it's not worth your time to plow a field and to plant a field unless it has of a certain size. Sayyidina Chanami, it's called a sada with even a smaller size, but it's not worth one's effort to work on unless it's of a certain size. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all you need is four and a half kavan for each. A garden would need to have a half a kav for each person. Rabbi Kiva Omer Beis Rova, at least a quarter of a kav. V'loas a traklin, v'loas a morin, v'loas a shovach, v'loas a talis, v'loas a merchatz, v'loas beis abad, v'loas beis shachim, achi ben kadeh lezeh, kadeh lezeh. Anything else you want to split up, a bathhouse, an olive press, anything, it would need to be that it's usable when you split it. That if you split it in half, that each one would still be able to use the half that they get. Zaklal, kol sheyichalik ushmo alav, cholkin. Vimlav, ein cholkin. If after you split it, it would still be called by its name, meaning it would still be called that type of usage, so then you could split it. But if it wouldn't even be able to be used to the point that you wouldn't even call it an olive press anymore, because it's not really able to be used as an olive press, then you're not cholik. Emasai, bizman chein shneim rotzim. But all of that is when they both don't agree to split it. Av bizman chein shneim rotzim. But if they they both agree to split something, it could be as small as they want. If they're interested, the two partners are interested in splitting something, so then of course they could split. What's the chiddush of that? That even pachs mikan yachloku. So Rashi writes that the Tana is writing this din agav the very next line. The kisvei hakodesh al pishe shneim rotzim lo yachloku. That there's one thing that even if they both want to split, they're not allowed to split, and that is kisvei hakodesh. Rashi is based on the Gemara and Dav Gimel, where the Gemara said that hashut ven shratu lasus mechitza by a chaser is tomer chaser shem badin chaluka, but that they're interested in being chalik. So the Gemara says, well, we already know that from our Mishnah, that a chaser shem badin chaluka, that if they both want to, they could split. So the Gemara over there says, no, kamash mlan, that they could be mechayiv each other to make a wall, and not just a mechitza bialma, to make a real kosel. So the Gemara says to them, why does it have to say in our Mishnah that a chaser that doesn't have a badin chaluka, if they want to split it, they split it. We already know it from the Mishnah Daf Beis. So the Gemara answers, no, it's only mentioning this din over here, agav the seifa, to teach me the din about kisvei hakodesh. So there are two pshatim in the Gemara that Rishonim offer in that Gemara. Some say that be'ikra din, if they want to split even something that's ein badin chaluka, there's no chiddush in that din. The whole chiddush is only that you could be mechayivim to build a kosel. But there's no chiddush that if they both want to split even something that's ein badin chaluka, that of course you split it. And others say, no, there's a chiddush in the din itself, not just about building the wall. The chiddush is that once they made a kinyan that they're going to split, neither one can say, you know what, I changed my mind, that I want to split with good or good or something like that. Or the chiddush is that none of them are able to be chosen. They're not allowed to change their mind afterwards. The Yad Ramah writes that Bizman Sheshneim Rotzim, they're cholek, and it's not a violation of Bal Tashchis. That's the chiddush. One might have thought, here we had a perfectly usable field, a perfectly usable olive press, a perfectly usable bathhouse. Now we're going to split it, it's not going to be usable at all. So one might think that that's a violation of Bal Tashchis. So no, their bailus entitles them to split it, even though they may not be, other people may look at it and say, they're wasting it. It's a waste of the property. They could have done so much more with it. You're going to go and you're going to split something like that. Still, it's okay. They're allowed to do that. Now, this idea, kisvei hakodesh, we don't split. So the reason that we don't split kisvei hakodesh, Rashi says, because it's a gnaya davar l'chadchan. It's a gnaya to cut up kisvei hakodesh, and that's why we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpatzim and Kufay and Gimel, and the Rama over there quotes from the Tur that it's a bizayon to svarim to break them up, and the Sma explains that to break up one scroll into two is considered a bizayon. However, he says when you're mechalkin l'shnei chalakim for your own sake, that's not a bizayon, because if it helps you learn it better to have separate svarim, so then you could break it up for your own sake into separate svarim. So that's what the Achronim write, that if let's say you have a Gemara that's missing a page, and you just put a Gemara in Shemus, so you could a Gemara that has a whole bunch of ripped pages, but it has that one page that you're missing in this other Gemara, you're allowed to rip out the page of the Gemara that you're putting in Shemus in order to put it into the Gemara that's missing the page and tape it in there so that you're able to use it. That's not considered a bizayon of the chatichas hasfarim, because adarabah, it's aiding in one's learning. Rav Zilberstein quotes in Chashuk Echemer, he says, I don't know where he knows the story from, but they say that the Tashbetz was mechabit svarim tremendously, that the Tashbetz used to dust his svarim every day, make sure that no dust should ever collect on svarim. And the story goes that dafka, that is his reward, is that the Sefer Tashbetz never gets wormy and never gets holes in it, that they've gone to old libraries. I don't know if this is true, but they say they go to old libraries and find all the other svarim have all sorts of rot and whatever, but the Sefer Tashbetz, because he was such a mechavit svarim, Sefer Tashbetz is always in perfect condition. Okay, don't know. Amr Rabasi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Arba Amos Sha'amru Chutz Mishal Pesachim, that the four Amos that we talk about that each person is entitled to, that's aside from the four Amos that they get for each of their doorways. Tanya Namiyachi, Ein Cholkom Eschatzer Asher Bashmona Amos Hazeh Ushmona Amos Hazeh. You only split a chater if each person is going to get 8 amos. But wait, our Mishnah didn't say 8 amos. Our Mishnah said 4 amos for each person. So which is it? So we see that Rabbi Yassi is correct, that it's 4 amos for each person in the chatzar, plus 4 amos for your doorway. V'ikad derami lu mirma. Some ask it as a stira. Tanan in chol kenes chatzar hashiba 4 amos lezeh v'4 amos lezeh. On the one hand, our Mishnah says that each person is entitled to 4 amos. V'atanya, but we have a brisa that says 8 amos lezeh. U'shmon amos lezeh, that it's 8 amos for each person. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, 4 amos she'amru. When we say 4 amos, it means 4 amos aside from the 4 amos that you get for the doorways. Amar Rav Huna, chatzar mischalekes l'fi psacheha, that one could divide up a chatzar, one should divide up a chatzar based on how many doorways each house has that go into the chatzar. Rav Chista amar nosin 4 amos kol pesach pesach v'ashar cholkin b'shava. And Rav Chista says, no, we don't divide it up percentage wise based on how many doorways you have in a chatzar. If you have 2 doorways and the neighbor has only 1, that you get 2/3 and he gets 1/3. No, the way it works is, for each doorway you get 4 amos, the rest get split evenly, not with a 2/3, 1/3. Tanya Kavatsi Rav Chisda. We have a Brisa that says like Rav Chisda. Pesachim shebechatzar yesh lehen 4 amos. Every Pesach in the chatzar is entitled to 4 amos. Hayelazeh Pesach echad, lezeh shnei Pesachim. If one guy has 1 Pesach and the other one has 2 Pesachim, zesh yesh lehen Pesach echad nochtel 4 amos. The one who has 1 Pesach gets 4 amos. Vezesh yesh lehen shnei Pesachim nochtel 8 amos. And the one who has 2 Pesachim gets 8 amos. Vashar cholkin b'shava, but the whole rest of the chatzer they split evenly, like Rav Chista said. Hayilazeh pesach rachav shmona amos. If one guy has a pesach that's 8 amos wide, notel shmona amos keneged pesach, he takes 8 amos right by the pesach, va'arba amos b'chatzer, and 4 more amos somewhere in the chatzer. Ask Gemara, 4 amos b'chatzer, may be the tayyeh. Why would he get just a random 4 amos in the middle of the chatzer just because his doorway happens to be 8 amos wide? So Amar Rabbi Hachi Kamer, no, what we mean to say is, notel shmona amos ba'orech ha'chatzer, va'arba amos b'rochav ha'chatzer. It means he gets the full length of his doorway, the full 8 amos, plus by a space of 4 amos. So he gets 8 by 4. That's what it means. Not an additional 4 amos somewhere in the middle of the chatzer. 4 amos keneged ha'pesach, it's just that his pesach itself is 8 amos wide. Amar Amemar, hai pira desufli, yesh la 4 amos kal ruach v'ruach. If a person has a pira de sufli, Rashi says it means chafira, some sort of a trench in the chatzer where you put date seeds for Michael Behema, for animals to come and eat from it, so you get the 4 amos around that area as well to be able to dump the seeds into the, you know, to load and unload, and that the animals should be able to walk in that area, to go in that area, so that you'll get 4 amos in every direction. But that's only if you were not miyached a special Pesach dafka for that trench that has for that ditch that has these seeds. Avul miyachle pischa ein lo arba amos lufnei pischo. But if you're miyached a special Pesach for it, then you only get the 4 amos that are in front of that Pesach. Amar Rav Huna, achsadra ein lo dalet amos. An achsadra is not entitled to dalet amos. An achsadra, we're going to see in the Gemara that there are 3 types of achsadraos. There's an achsadra stam, which doesn't have arba amos b'chatzer. There's an achsadra debei ravashi, which does get arba amos. And there's an achsadra rumyasa, which also gets arba amos. So what each achsadra means is a machlokas rishonim. So over here, we're pashtus, so right now we're talking about an achsadra stam. Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom explained it means that it has no walls. It's an area, it's like a porch area that has no walls whatsoever. And since it's so easy to bring your animal in to that area because it has no walls, so that's why you don't need dalet amos b'chatzer. The whole reason you have dalet amos is to load and unload. You don't need any space to load and unload because you could go into the achsadra itself. Tosos quotes from the Ri that no, it has 3 mechitos gemuros, and it's prutza on the 4th side. It's only one side that doesn't that has a pirza. So anyway, so the Gemara says achsadra doesn't have dalet amos, and the Gemara explains. Time am I? What's the reason that you get dalet amos for a Pesach? Mishum piruk masal. It's to help you load and unload the animals. Hacha efshar daya legavayu mefarek. But over here, you could just go inside and be mefarek. So again, the way Rashi understands is because there are no walls, so it's very easy to bring the animal. The way Tosfos says, because on that one side there's no walls, like a garage. So you don't need your driveway to unload the car. You can pull into the garage and unload the car. Masiv Rav Sheshes echad shari bat. Vechachariach sadraos yeshlen dalet amos. both gates of houses and gates of achsadros do get dalet amos. So how could you say an achsadra does not get dalet amos? No, kitanya hi achsadra debei rav. That's talking about a different type of achsadra, what we call the achsadra debei rav. This too is a machlokas rishon. What is an achsadra debei rav? Rashi writes that it has walls, but the walls are very low, and there are a lot of and there are windows all around it. Tosos in the name of the Ri says that there are three mechitzos gemuros. On the fourth side, there's a mechitza that's four amos high, and the Ravid says that it has mechitzos lufana mikan umikan, small mechitzos on all sides. Okay, achsadra debei rav, so it's a little more closed up. So that's why you would get four amos for the achsadra debei rav. Says Mar achsadra debei rav pshita dronam aliyahu. So of course you'd get four amos. It's just a regular room. That's not something that you could easily pull your car into and start unloading. Ela b'achsadra rumyasa. No, we must be talking about an achsadra rumyasa. What's that? So Rashi says that it's surrounded by very low walls that don't reach the ceiling, and it gets four amos because it's mukafel stefanos, because it's actually surrounded by walls. Tosos in the name of the Ri says that there are three mechitzos gemuros, and the fourth mechitza is only 10 tefachim tall. That's what the achsadra rumyasa is. Tan Rabbanan. Beis shar achsadra marpeset yesh len dalet amos. A beis shar and achsadra marpeset each get dalet amos in the chatzer. Hayu chamisha batim sukum marpeset ein lehem el dalet amos bilvad. If let's say there are five houses that all open up into one porch, and that porch opens up into the chatzer, they only get four amos in the chatzer, because that's the four amos of the chatzer where all of them would load and unload. They all use the same steps up to the same porch, so they're not going to each be entitled to four amos in the chatzer. It's a total of four amos in the chatzah for all of them together. A chicken coop. Do you get dalet amos to load and unload or not? You don't need to load and unload. The chickens hop in and they hop out, so that's fine. You don't need dalet amos for that. What if you have a house that's only half roofed and the other half of it is open on top? Do you get dalet amos or not? Not only if the roofed part is on the inside, further away from the chatzer, where obviously you can easily go in to the part that doesn't have a roof and unload your packages there, even if the roofed part is klape chutz, is toward the outside, you can go all the way to the inside and do all your work there on the inside in the part that doesn't have a roof. Rav Huna asked Rabbi Ami the following. Tosfos raises the question, isn't Rabbi Ami kafuf to Rav Huna? Why is Rav Huna asking Rabbi Ami a question? So Tosfos says Rabbi Ami and Rav Ami are different people. Because Gemara in Gittin, it sounds like Rav Huna was kafuf to Rabbi Ami was kafuf to Rav Huna. But whatever it is, Rav Huna asked Rabbi Ami the question. If someone, let's say, has a house between two mavuos, between two streets, and right now his doorway opens up onto one street, and he wants to do renovations where his doorway is going to open up into the other street, can the members of the other street say, no, we don't want you to do that, it's increasing our traffic? Yes, they could stop him. When the king sends troops to be supported by locals, how do we decide how many troops go to each house? Is it based on the number of members of the household, or based on the doors that you have to the house? That's based on the numbers of members of the household. But achsanya l'fi bnei adam, achsanya is divided based on bnei adam, based on the number of people in the house. Amar Rav Huna, echem bnei mavi shabikish listom k'neged pischo, bnei mavi ma'akvin alav shemar b'alein asederich. If one of the bnei mavi wants to close off an area in the mavoi near the place that he lives, the other bnei mavi could say, no way, that's locking off, that's blocking off an area in the mavoi. That means that there's going to be more traffic and higher volume in every other area of the mavoi. We're not interested. But wait a second, doesn't the way it work in a mavoi is that the further you get into the cul-de-sac, the people who live further in are allowed to use their area and everything outside of it, but you're not allowed to use the area that's further in? So if you live all the way at the end of the cul-de-sac, why shouldn't you be able to close it off? You're the only one that's allowed to use that area anyway. No one else is allowed to use it. Tanai. That's Machlokas Tanai. De Tanya, Echem Ne Mavoi Shabikish Lachzer Pischol the Mavoi Acher Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Alav. Bryce says that people could stop you from opening up a new doorway into the Mavoi. Ha'yisasun Bikish L'Pasco Ein Bnei Mavoi Ma'akvin Alav Divrei Rabbi. If you already previously had a doorway there that was closed, they can't stop you from reopening it. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Here's the critical part. Chamish Chatzeres Apsuchas L'Mavoi Kula Mishtamshus B'Mavoi Zu Im Zu. That five people that all have doorways that are open into a Mavoi, they all use it equally. Chatzeres Mandekar Shemay. What does Chatzeres have to do? We weren't talking about Chatzeres. Chisur Mechzer V'Achi Ketani. V'chein Chamish Chatzeres Apsuchas L'Mavoi Kula Mishtamshus M'Achitzon V'Achitzon M'Shtameshus L'Yatzma. Divrei Rebbe. That Rebbe holds you can only use the area of the Mavoi that's connected your house and further out. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. That everyone who lives in that Mavoi is allowed to use the entire area of the Mavoi. That is the Machlokas Tanaim. Can you use the entire area of the Mavoi no matter where you live in the Mavoi, in which case you could be Ma'akif somebody from closing off any part of the Mavoi, or can you only use your area and beyond, which means if someone lives further in, you can't stop him from blocking off the area where he lives. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up at the two dots tomorrow.